This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
On the Jordan Harbinger Show, you'll hear amazing stories from people that have lived them, from spies to CEOs, even an undercover agent who infiltrated the Gambino crime family. You're about to hear a preview of The Jordan Harbinger Show with Jack Garcia, who did just that.
My career was 24 out of 26 years was solely dedicated working undercover. Now I walk in, I'm in the bar. Now there's a barmaid there, good looking young lady. She's serving me a drink. Hey, what would you like? I usually, my drink was give me a Kettle One martini, three olives, glass of water on the side. I finish the drink. The guys come in. I'm going to go in my pocket, take out the big wad of money. Bam, give her $100. If you're with the mob, I say, hey, Jordan, you're on record with us. That means we protect you. Nobody could shake you down. We could shake you down, but you're on record with us.
For more on how Jack became so trusted in the highest levels of the Gambino organization, check out episode 392 of The Jordan Harbinger Show.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
How scared, desperate, and tired do you have to be to strip off all of your armor and show your enemy your neck so he can cut it? That actually happened. We will get there in a second. It's going to be a bright and sunny day. We have Bernie Sanders. He's not comfortable with censorship all of a sudden. We'll talk about that. We will talk about America having a real, real grateful crisis. And Joe Biden. Something is afoot with this Joe Biden-Kamala Harris thing, and I'm going to figure out what it is. All that coming up today on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Chris, world-famous. 877-377-4373. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. We've got emails. I finally started getting some Rachel Maddow support. We'll get to all that in a little while. But first, and I do mean first, let's go back and talk about, well, the worst place to be in the history of mankind as far as battles go, possibly, maybe. Do you know of any other battles where men buried their heads in the ground on purpose to suffocate themselves to death rather than go on? Yeah, I don't either. Let's talk about a place called Cannae, or Cannae, or Cannae, or it's ancient Rome, all right? We're going to ancient Rome today, and we're going to deal with the greatest tactical commander in the history of mankind, in my opinion. Tactical meaning you're on the battlefield, not gigantic strategic, but that battle, that day, you have an army, they have an army, you have to pick one guy to win. You can pick yours. There's plenty. I mean, it's hard to go wrong. I choose the man. They still study in war colleges to this day. Man by the name of Hannibal Barca. Now, hindsight being what it is, you and I look at things differently because we know what Rome would eventually become. But what Rome is in the year 216 BC is a rising star, not the star, and certainly not the superstar. There is Rome, you know where Italy is, and then there is an equally, if not more, powerful nation right across the Mediterranean in northern Africa called Carthage. Rome and Carthage had already fought a war once. These are known as the Punic Wars. They ended up fighting three of them. Rome beat Carthage, but it was touch and go there for quite a while. And in Carthage, they had kind of a different system. Carthage, because they were a seafaring people, trading people, huge, huge ship people, because that's obviously how trade was done back then, but not a lot of men, not a ton of young men to choose from. So Carthage had a huge bank account, not a lot of young men. How are you going to fight wars? Well, Carthage's army was almost always, pretty much exclusively, a mercenary army, which sounds cooler than it is. I mean, when we even talk about the people Hannibal had under him today, it'll sound cool. You have these cavalry from here and these guys from here, and it all sounds very exotic and sexy. Yeah, and when you're in a military, you really want it to be pretty uniform. Everybody has the same armor, the same sword, the same shield, the same everything. It makes doing tactics easier when you know the capabilities of everybody to a T. But Carthage has a mercenary army. And there's a man by the name of Hamilcar. Yes, I know it sounds just like Hannibal. Don't worry about remembering it. It was Hannibal's dad. And Hannibal's dad had sons. And the other reason I even bring up his dad is because I still think to this day it's really cool. All of his sons turn out to be these Roman-hating generals. They were all studs, and they were known as the Lion's Brood because his dad was a general too. How cool is that? At one point, Hamilcar, when Hannibal is a young boy, holds Hannibal over a fire and makes him stare into it and swear on his life that he'll never be a friend to Rome. That's how Hannibal was raised. And Hannibal was raised, in case you're wondering how to build a military genius in a lab, doesn't hurt having a dad like that. Doesn't hurt having your dad take you along always, always on campaign. Hannibal grew up in military camps, surrounded by military training. His entire life was killing men, feeding men, moving men back and forth, just everything that goes into being a general. Now, the situation on the ground, Hannibal's dad is dead. Carthage had lost the first Punic War. Carthage gets an idea as a whole. Why don't we take the fight to Rome in Rome? We don't want to fight Rome on the seas. We don't want to try to fight Rome in our homeland. Why don't we go to Italy and try to mess things up there? Now, what were they trying to mess up in Italy? It's not as if they had a plan to take the city of Rome itself. But Rome wasn't quite Rome yet, as I just tried to lay out at the beginning of the show. You can picture that whole the Italian boot, right? Well, Rome is not, this is not the year zero. This is the 216 years before Christ. Rome doesn't have total 100% control of all of Italy yet. They are the big cheese in it. if you're in it, you're either part of Rome or you're really considered an ally of Rome. But those allies aren't all good buddies. Almost all those allies were people who had fought with Rome, lost, and now, okay, all right, we'll be friends kind of a thing. Hannibal's plan is this. I'm going to do what is considered to be impossible. I'm going to march through the Alps. I'm going to invade Italy because he was taking his army from Spain. He said, I'm going to invade Italy from the north, cross the Alps, and mess up Rome so badly, go tear through the Italian countryside so badly that I will win Rome's allies over to my side and essentially cause a gigantic Italian revolt, have everybody join your team, and then you purge Rome. That was the plan. And it was a good plan. It was a very good plan. And by the time we get to our story, just know that Hannibal has already crossed the Alps. Hannibal has virtually decimated multiple Roman armies by this point. They met him right when he crossed the Alps. He slaughtered them. They sent another army up to get him. He put one of the greatest ambushes, if not the greatest ambush of all time, he slaughtered all them too. Which brings us to our story. The year is 216. Hannibal, he's in a situation on Italy. Yes, he's been wiping out Roman armies. But Rome has come up, by this point, they've come up with a new plan. And the plan was this. Well, here's Hannibal. He has 50,000 men with him. We have sent two massive armies to defeat him, and he's wiped them all out. Clearly, this is not a man we want to take on head to head. Here's what we'll do. We will essentially avoid any major engagement with his army, but we will try to starve him to death. We will set up ambushes for the massive foraging parties Hannibal would send out, trying to get food for his men. It takes a lot of food to feed 50,000 men three times a day. We'll ambush his foraging parties. We'll just avoid him. We'll burn our own crops. We do what we have to do. Well, there's a time limit on that, and that time is coming real soon. We'll talk about that and Bernie Sanders with some buyer's remorse. Uh-oh. Super Beats heart chews are a conscious decision by me. I do a lot of things that are probably not the best for my health. I admit that. But I have to be proactive. And that, it's not for me, I'll be honest with you. And I was worse about this when I was younger. But now, I have sons. I have two sons. I want to see them have a family. I want to see my grandkids one day. And yeah, I'm far away from grandkids. But I have to take extra steps to take care of my heart, take care of my blood pressure. How could I look at them and not do something as easy as eat two Super Beats heart chews a day? It's the easiest thing in the world. Get it done for your family. Go to getsuperbeats.com/Jesse. That's getsuperbeats.com/Jesse. Buy two bags, get the third free.
President, for your confidence.
Well,
thank you
for willing to do it. Now we're going to get down to business here, and Ron, who am I turning this over to?
Well, thank you very much, Mr. President. I think it's time for the press, our friends in the press, to leave, though. Thank you.
We're doing well. We are doing super well right now as a country. 877-377-4373. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We have Cam Edwards coming up next hour, the resident gun expert around here on the laws, on what's happening. I want to know. I'm really curious because you know my theory. My theory was I think the House is going to pass a gun control bill, a really, really bad one. And I think the Senate, I think there's a chance they end the filibuster to pass it too. Some big old gun control bill. Oh, people are going to lose their daggone minds. Yeah, that's going to suck. All right, back to Rome real quick. The Roman strategy of avoiding Hannibal, trying to ruin his food supplies, it was somewhat effective. It was affecting Hannibal, but Hannibal was also a logistical genius. He was still pulling it off, and he's pillaging the countryside too. And the problem with a plan like that, with a long-term plan like that, is the people are going to want action sooner rather than later. It's very, very hard to sell people, anybody, on long-term thinking. Yeah, honestly, it was the smartest strategy. Hannibal wasn't strong enough to come take on the city of Rome itself. No army in the world could have. And Rome wasn't strong enough to beat Hannibal in the field, as he'd proven twice. Just stay away from him. Let him just languish out there, and eventually he'll have to leave. But we people are a funny thing. A disease like coronavirus gets to your shores, and what do you hear the public say? Did you hear the public say, calm down, let's do some research and figure out the best way to attack this thing, and then, you know, let's not overdo any, let's make sure we're being smart. Is that what the public did? No, somebody do something. We're all going to die. And that's how you get what we had now. Well, the public was doing that in Rome, too. Somebody do something. He's on Italian soil. He's just marching all over our country. Somebody do something. Rome, the leadership, was feeling the pressure. So Rome gathers 80,000 men. The largest Roman army ever put in the field. I think at that time, I believe they had bigger ones later on, 80,000 men. And something really cool about Rome, I always loved it. Well, I loved it about much of the ancient world. You know, 1/3 of the Senate had armor on and was fighting in this army. And the ones who didn't, who had sons who were of age, sent their sons. Both of the consuls, those are the presidents. Rome had two presidents. They were known as consuls. Both of the consuls in this army. Their leaders of their society were expected to lead with a sword and shield in hand. There was none of this, you go here and you go there. If you need me, I'll be having a steak dinner with the executives at Raytheon. No. They're right out there in the mud and the blood with you, which I always thought was really cool. So, Rome, 50,000 men. Or Rome, 80,000 men. Hannibal, 50,000 men. Hannibal is outnumbered significantly. Here's what he does. He makes his way to southeast Italy. Southeast Italy. Southern Italy, in case you don't know, is hot. In the summertime, it is hot, hot. And the Roman army is marching toward Hannibal. Hannibal is, he's just very good at choosing his battlefield, and he gets to where he thinks he has a chance to take them on. And what's the battlefield look like? It's hot, it's flat, it's dusty, there's a river on one side and a mountain on the other. So it's fairly bottled in. There's not really any place to go. It's going to be a kind of straightforward affair. Why does Hannibal want it flat? Hannibal's cavalry is outstanding. And I'm going to nerd out on a couple military details today simply because they actually matter for the battle. Rome, even though they lost to Hannibal twice, Rome was still fielding the best individual unit in the world, and did for centuries, really. The Roman legionnaire. The Roman you picture. Helmet, shield, armor, spear. They were just the best fighting force in the world. Very few could take them on and win. And even in their huge losses to Hannibal, The actual Legionnaires did very, very well and held off as long as can be expected before they were eventually routed and slaughtered. But Roman cavalry sucked. It famously sucked. It always sucked. It's really weird. They never, ever figured it out. They thought it was kind of feminine. They didn't prioritize it. So they would find, I know, Chris, so they would find other people and basically just tell them, you're going to be our cavalry. The Julius Caesar used German cavalry all the time. They were always using someone else's. Hannibal's, though, is really, really, really good. He has his own, and he has some cavalry from Numidia. You don't need to worry about where Numidia is. None of that matters. But just know this. The Numidian guys were some of the best horsemen in the history of the world. They didn't even use bridles on their horses. They just controlled the horse with their knees. They had virtually no armor on, and they had very light javelins, and they would just ride at you and stick you and then ride away and ride back and stick you and ride away. They were just a nightmare to deal with. Super fast because there's no armor on anybody. They were supposedly a sight to be seen. Hannibal had those. Hannibal had these outstanding Iberian infantry. You need to think of them as Spanish. That was Spain. He had these outstanding Iberian infantry. He had these slingers. And yes, it's exactly what you'd think. Yes, men who throw balls with slings or rocks with slings. And before you dismiss it as a child's toy, know that they could kill a man with these things from a football field or greater away. Not making that up. He just had this cool looking army, but they're all different and from different places. And Hannibal had a lot of Gauls. And this is going to be an important part of our story, an important part of why Rome got itself in a pickle. Let's pause there for a moment and talk about you and talk about me. We have blind spots in our lives. All of us do. You do, I do, everybody does. And those blind spots in general are created by love or they're created by hate. And they both create blind spots. I love my kids like you love your kids. My kids get caught with the neighbor kids smoking pot. The neighbor kid's a bad kid. I always knew he was a scumbag. My kid, he made one mistake. I'm sure it was his first time. He clearly didn't buy it, and it definitely wasn't his idea, right? Wink, wink. Blinders. Hate gives you blinders too. When you hate somebody or something, hate gives you serious blinders and you can't think properly. It's why you need to try to avoid it at all costs. Romans, they hated Gauls, and it was going to cost them dearly on this day. We will get to that and our extremely ungrateful nation. Hang on. I hate bad smells. Is that weird? Does it make me weird? I hate even saying that, but when you walk in a room and it stinks, it's terrible. And I'll be totally honest with you here. My boys are now 10 and 12. I walked in their room a couple weeks ago, and it just smelled. It just had an odor like boys. And we knew we had to do something. Well, guess what we have in there now? Granted, they stole mine from me, but guess what we have in there now? The Eden Pure Thunderstorm. It doesn't cover up those odors. It doesn't. It takes them away. It kills and prevents the spreading of mold and fungus and mildew. Basically, it's made for smelly boys' rooms. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use the code Jesse at checkout. That'll get you $10 off.
You know, I've told my daughters, granddaughters, from the time they were old enough to understand what I was saying, and I mean it, there's not a single thing a man can do that a woman can't do as well or better. Not a single thing.
Okay, so you lied. So that's so embarrassing. Our politicians are so embarrassing. Gosh. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at JesseKellyDC. You can find me on Facebook, and I'm on Locals. That's the one I can't get kicked off of. 877-377-4373, Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. We have this, you know, I'm not going to get into it right now. I'm not going to get into it right now. I'm going to get into that in a little while, how utterly emasculated and embarrassing the men in this society have become. It makes me want to vomit. All right. The battle. I'm going to give you more details on the battle between Hannibal and Rome than I normally do, simply because this exact battle here is not some obscure affair. To this day, West Point, you name the major military academy, they study this exact battle as perfection. You remember how Rome hated the Gauls? There's a long history there. I'm not going into it. And there would be a long future there when Julius Caesar came along and kind of took care of that problem. But there's a long future there. They hated each other. The Gauls were famously wild-looking, wild hair. They would go into battle oftentimes completely naked, which as a dude just, wow, are you taking some serious chances, pal. But never mind. They're going into battle with a sword, crazy, just nutballs. However, crazy is so overrated. Crazy sounds great in movies. Oh, I'm so nuts, I'm frothing at the mouth. Okay, well, you're naked and I have armor and a spear. You're going to die. Crazy is way overrated. Discipline, way underrated. Roman army, shields locked, armor on. I don't care how crazy you are. If you come running at that like a nutball, you're going to die. There was a long history of Roman legionnaires crushing the Gauls in head-on combat. A long history of it. Hannibal knew this. Hannibal knew the hatred Rome had for the Gauls. And so I'm going to do something I've never done on this show and give you the layout of the battle as best I can. Here's what you need to know. Rome had, you just picture, each of them have a line of troops. Rome had its crappy cavalry on both sides. Little crappy cavalry over here, little crappy cavalry over there. Just know they're on the flanks. They're on the wings. And they had all their legionnaires in the middle. And I'm skipping over a couple of things because I'm really trying not to crush you with these nerd-out details, but it's going to matter a lot for how this thing turns out. Otherwise, I wouldn't do it. Hannibal, he did something different. He had his best troops, the Iberian troops, he had them hidden behind his line, and he had a bunch of people go out in front of his line and stomp around all day to create a huge dust cloud so Rome couldn't see that his best troops were hidden behind the line. That's one. Two, he had his amazing cavalry unit on his left. We'll get to that in a second. Don't worry about exactly where that is. And three, Hannibal took all those Gauls, the bare-chested Gauls, the Gauls the Romans hated, and he had them in the worst place humanly possible, the middle. The middle's where you want your strongest troops. That's where Rome had their legionnaires. That's why would you put your... And not only did he put his Gauls in the middle, instead of having them be in a straight line, he kind of put them out there as a bulge a little bit towards the Romans. Kind of a convex structure towards the Romans. What's he doing? Well, here's what he's doing. The battle begins. The armies start to close together. Gosh, I would have killed to see an ancient war like this, ancient battle like this. The armies start to close together. Hannibal's outstanding cavalry just takes off towards the Roman cavalry. They're not waiting for the infantry to get together or whatnot. And Hannibal's outstanding cavalry gets to the Roman cavalry and proceeds to start absolutely carving them up like a Thanksgiving turkey. It doesn't take very long, and the Roman cavalry, for the most part, at least on one wing, is gone. They are routed, they are slaughtered, they turn around, and they leave the battlefield. Now, I want you to remember, all that excellent Carthaginian cavalry is now behind both armies on the Roman side, but they're pretty far behind, and they're tired. You forget about this. You don't see this in the movies. Horses are just animals. Eating, sleeping, breathing animals, they get exhausted too. They need rest. So just set them aside for a moment, but remember they're back there behind the Roman lines. The Romans slam into the Gauls, and they begin to win right away, unsurprisingly. Hannibal has placed himself personally with the Gauls because Hannibal has a plan, and this is all part of it. The Gauls are losing. The Gauls are marching backwards, but in good order because Hannibal's right there. Don't turn and run. Don't turn and run. Just, it's okay. You're losing. All right, we knew we were going to lose a little. It's okay. Fight, fight, fight. The Romans, and this happens, that hatred, that blind spot we talked about, they're getting excited. This happens to men, especially in combat, where they call it getting your blood up. They're starting to really enjoy carving up these Gauls. And so that middle that was convex before, it's been pushed back so far, it's now starting to get a little concave. And the Romans aren't really realizing what's happening there. How many times in the movies have you heard somebody yell, "Hold the line!" There's a reason they do. We used to yell that at each other. You don't want anybody ahead of someone else. You want to be in line. Rome can't make itself stay in line as they're chewing up Gauls and chewing up Gauls and chewing up Gauls, and the Gauls are pushing back and back and back. Remember those Iberian troops, the elite infantry? Hannibal had them hidden on each side. They wait until the last possible moment when the Romans have pushed, they've amassed all their troops in the middle and they've pushed the Gauls clear back. And the elite Iberian infantry then swoops in from the sides. And now Rome is hemmed in on three sides, their entire army. Now remember that cavalry unit that was way behind the Roman lines? This is the time where they choose to charge in from the back. And now you have a Roman army that was just winning about 35 seconds beforehand. And now you're not only not winning, you're surrounded on all four sides, 50,000 men with nowhere to go. And it's hot and it's dusty. And nobody, if you're in the middle of that when you're a Roman, nobody's bringing you around a jug of water to refresh yourself. Here's some beef jerky I got from last night. You've already been fighting in the southern Italy Roman heat all day long. You're already exhausted. You were just winning. Yes, let's kill some Gauls. This is so fun. And now you're surrounded. And now they start cutting and cutting and cutting and cutting. And it's an all-day affair. They estimate, and all they can do is estimate, as they've studied this battle over and over and over again, because it's one of the few times in history anybody has managed to completely encircle an army when he's outnumbered. They estimate 200 men were dying a minute. 200 a minute. I'm not quite done yet. We'll wrap this up. We got a lot to talk about with Biden and an ungrateful nation. Hang on.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
Jake's Mint Chew can save your life? Is that putting it too far? Can save your life? I don't know that I've ever said that before on the show, but look, I don't need to explain to you about the dangers of tobacco. And I'm certainly not judging you for your tobacco use. I have dipped 1,000 times in my, 1,000, probably way more than that. I dipped for years. I have smoked before. If you name it, I've done it worse than you have. But you got to clean that up. And it's hard to quit that when you love it. It's hard to get your loved one to quit that when they love it. Jake's Mint Chew's here to help. It's tobacco-free, it's nicotine-free, it's sugar-free. 11 different flavors, a long cut. They even have CBD pouches. Go to jakesmintchew.com. That's jakesmintchew.com. When you use the promo code Jesse, that's J-E-S-S-E, that gets you 20% off. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Remember, tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Send your questions in now. You can send your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions, all of it to Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Remember, I know we have a bunch of new listeners, so here it goes. There's enough heavy garbage to talk about all week long. When I talk about an ungrateful nation here in a minute, I'm very likely going to get upset. Although, you know, I don't get upset and yell and scream. I just don't do that kind of radio show. I don't want to stress people out. I don't want to stress myself out. I'm just not doing it. It's not worth it. Everything's crappy enough. You don't need to tune in the radio and, we're all going to die. I'm not. I can't do that. But on Fridays, no matter what the news is, we screw off all day long. I take your questions, and we just have fun. They do not have to be political questions. They can be. It's totally fine. But it can be anything, absolutely anything. Animal fights, survival scenarios, guns, history, food, men, women, whatever your thing is, send it in. We have fun on Friday all day. If you're looking for very serious radio, Friday's Ask Dr. Jesse show is not the one for you. Now, let's finish up the Battle of Cannae. 200 men a minute are dying as the Roman army is completely surrounded. And they had men, I didn't make that up in the beginning, they had Romans who were so mentally broken, physically exhausted, they would strip off their armor and ask their own men to cut their throats. And if their own men wouldn't, they'd run up to the Carthaginians and say, please, just finish it. Please, I can't take the terror anymore. The feeling of inevitability as the entire army is getting cut down had to be, it broke the human mind. And these are seasoned veterans. They actually found guys on the battlefield who had simply dropped to their knees, carved out a hole in the ground, stuck their head in it, and pushed the dirt back on themselves and suffocated themselves to death rather than wait all day long to be cut down as the armies circle them in. That's a level of fear that I've never heard of that before. I've never heard of it before. You and I have to be really, really careful about something. We have to be really careful about our blindness. Blindness, blind spots can turn you into a terrible human being. Blind spots can get you killed. They can get you killed. And there's something, forget about left, right, whatever the case may be, there's something out there right now that I have to address, and this is the part that's going to get me upset, but I saw that women's soccer player Megan Rapinoe was at the White House yesterday at the White House talking with the President of the United States. It was Equal Pay Day or something like that, and she had this to say.
I'm a member of the LGBTQ community with pink hair, and where I come from, I could have only dreamed that I would be standing in the position I am today at the White House. I'm also a professional athlete, and I've helped, along with all of my teammates virtually here today, one teammate literally here today, win 4 World Cup championships and 4 Olympic gold medals for the United States. And despite those wins, I've been devalued, I've been disrespected, and dismissed because I am a woman.
The millionaire standing in the White House, standing in the executive building of the most powerful nation in the history of the world, speaking with the President of the United States of America, talking about being devalued and dismissed as a woman. We have a humongous problem in this country, and it is a humongous problem. There are people, lots of them, half the nation, I would guess, has a huge blind spot, and it is killing us as a nation the same way it killed those Romans at Cannae. People have taken their grievances. People have taken their politics. They've been taught in their government schools, taught by their bad parents about how bad America sucks. If you're a woman in the United States of America in 2021, you have the best life any woman ever has in the history of the world. The history of the world. If you're a white man, black man, Mexican, whatever you may be, do you have any idea how blessed you are to be here? All right, I'm getting upset. Hang on. Your holster is way more important than you think it is. It's just way more important than you think it is. What, look, and I get that. The holster's not the sexy part of carrying firearms, right? You want to talk about your weapon and your ammunition. You want to talk about your safety training. You want to talk about how you did at the range. Oh, look at my groups. I was doing these farrier drills today. And all that stuff's really important. I mean, really, really important. I'm not discounting that. But I've known so many people who do all those things. They take all the necessary steps. And then they carry with a holster they bought from a big box hunting store that was made 1,000 at a time. Please, don't put your life in one of those holsters. You need to trust Northwest Retention Systems because it's all custom-made gear. It's the only thing I carry around. NWRetention.com. That's NWRetention.com. Use the promo code Jesse. Get you 10% off.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.